Hello everyone, my name is Dr. Mark A. Hicks and this is Life Strategies. This is a show where we work on the problems of life. Life is difficult, it has many challenges, and we cannot solve every problem. But we can make life better if we have the right strategies. I'm here to help you do that. Today I want to talk about a skill that we can develop that will help us greatly during difficult times, and that is the skill of patience. Now, there might be some people out there that say, I'm already patient. I was born that way. I've always been patient. It just comes naturally to me to be patient in every circumstance. But that is probably not what most people say. Most people probably struggle to be patient during difficult times. The patience that I'm talking about today is a sense of calm and peace within ourselves, within the core of our personality, within our consciousness, our spirit, of who we are, even during difficult times, that we can have a sense of calm and peace even during difficulty. This comes from the skill of patience. So the question is, how do we develop the skills to be a patient person? And it's like any other skill. It takes practice. We need strategies. We need exercises that we can put into our life. The more we practice them, the better we get. And so the question is, what are these strategies? Well, I read an article in Psychology Today, written by Dr. Jane Bolton, called The 4 Steps to Developing Patience. And based on Dr. Bolton's writings, I want to give you 4 strategies that can help you develop the skill of patience during difficult times. And so the first strategy is to pay attention to the things that irritate you. Pay attention to the things that cause you to be impatient. Now, this seems very simple, that everyone would know what sets them off, but it's not as simple as it sounds. Many people really just don't pay attention to that. And because of that, we put ourselves in the same circumstances over and over and over again that cause us irritation, that cause us worry, that cause us to be angry, without ever taking the time to ask ourselves, is there a pattern here? Am I putting myself in a circumstance over and over that causes me to be upset? And if I am, can I change that pattern? Can I choose a different route? Can I not put myself in that circumstance? By just asking ourselves that simple question, what is it that's causing me to be impatient? And if we see a pattern, ask ourselves if we can change the circumstance. Is this something I can do in a different way that will cause me to not be upset, that can change my circumstance? That is the easiest way in the world to fix things, if we can just change the circumstance. And so one of the ways that we can pay attention and develop patience is to not put ourselves in a place that causes us to be impatient. Just pay attention to our triggers, pay attention to the things that set us off, and ask ourselves the simple question, can I change this? And if the answer is yes, then we change it and problem solved. But the reality is, very often the answer is no, I can't change this particular circumstance. There's nothing I can do to change this situation. And so in that case, how do we develop the skill of patience? In that case, the second strategy we need to go to is to develop an understanding of what is uncomfortable and what is intolerable. There are many people that react to circumstances as if they are completely intolerable. And they lash out with anger, they have these obsessive thoughts of worry, of outrage, because they are reacting as if the situation is completely intolerable. When in actuality, if we were to evaluate it, it would be uncomfortable, but not intolerable. Making that shift in our minds, understanding the circumstances as uncomfortable, as painful, but not as intolerable. That helps us create a sense of peace and calm, because we do have the capacity to deal with discomfort. We do have the capacity to deal with certain levels of pain and struggle. We can do that. And if we understand this is uncomfortable, but it's not intolerable, I do not have to react as if this is a completely intolerable situation. I can react as if this is uncomfortable. I don't have to like it. I don't have to enjoy it. But I don't have to have anger and outrage and excessive worry. I don't have to blow up as if this is intolerable. I can react as if this is an uncomfortable situation, a painful situation, one that I do not enjoy, and I'll change if I can. But if I can't, I need to recognize this is uncomfortable and just let it be uncomfortable. Creating a sense of calm and peace very often comes from simply knowing this is uncomfortable, but I can deal with discomfort. It's okay for me to be uncomfortable for a little while. I don't have to react to that. The third strategy is to pay attention to the stories we're telling ourselves in our own minds. Sometimes we cause ourselves to be impatient, to blow up, to be angry and outraged and consumed with worry and all of these things because of the stories we're telling in our mind. Let me give you a simple example. Let's imagine we're standing in line and we're waiting and the line is taking forever and it's not moving at all. And we're wondering, why are the people that are working here behind the counter not moving faster? Why are they not taking care of all of us as customers? Why are they not moving this along? Why is this not going faster? And we begin to tell ourselves a story in our own minds. These people are probably incompetent. They're probably a bunch of jerks that just aren't willing to work at all. These people are just lazy idiots that are back there doing nothing and not even trying to help us. And as we say these stories in our minds and we keep going over this in our heads, it causes us just to ramp up all of these negative emotions. And before we know it, we are completely outraged because we've got a story in our mind of what's happening. At the same time, we could tell ourselves a story that these people are probably doing the best they can. And, you know, it's not going to hurt me to stand in this line. I may not like it. It may be a waste of time, but it's not going to hurt. It's not going to destroy me to stand here and just wait for a while. Let me give you another example from an old story I heard many, many years ago. Let's imagine you're walking down a hall and someone comes by and just knocks you down. They run you over, knock you down, and they don't stop to apologize. They don't stop to see if you're okay. They just keep running. Well, that would probably be a pretty upsetting situation. So what do you tell yourself about that? That person's a jerk. That person is so rude. I can't believe they treated me that way. If I could find them, I would punch them in the face. Okay, so if we talk to ourselves like that, obviously we're going to be pretty upset. But what if that person who rushed by you and knocked you down was rushing by because their child had just been severely injured and they were rushing to take care of their injured child? Well, I think most of us would understand that. Most of us would not be angry about that. Now, the situation is exactly the same. Someone knocked us down. But it makes a very big difference whether we understand that as just a ridiculous action against us or an understandable situation where someone is rushing to take care of their injured child. So those two circumstances make a big difference of how we react emotionally. So the story we tell in our minds makes a big difference. When we don't know the circumstances, be careful about telling yourself negative stories in your mind. That's one of the reasons we're so impatient at times, is that we've rushed to a negative understanding and we just ramp up these negative stories of how people are mistreating us and how people are incompetent and how people are being so rude. when in actuality there might be reasons that we just don't understand. And if we pay attention to the stories we're telling ourselves in our minds, we can help have a sense of peace and of calm and develop that sense of patience. The fourth strategy is to understand the addictive nature of anger and worry and outrage. These things become habits. These things become deeply ingrained habits in our life. And recognizing that can be the first step of breaking that habit. If anger and outrage and worry and irritation, impatience are habits that we've developed, and we recognize that, we begin to see that pattern, then we can start to develop a new pattern as we develop the skill of patience. A lot of times it's just habit. It's what we've become accustomed to doing. It becomes almost an addiction because it gives us at times a sense of control. Lashing out in anger or worry or outrage, it gives us a sense of being in control when we are not feeling in control. It creates a false illusion of control. But if we've developed that as a habit and we begin to see that I'm just kind of addicted to this outrage, I'm kind of addicted to this worry, then we can start to develop a new skill. And that doesn't happen overnight, but we can develop that. We can begin to develop that new habit because we understand these are habits that I can develop. And so we can start teaching ourselves to react with more patience because we're telling ourselves more positive stories in our minds, because we're distinguishing between discomfort and things that are intolerable, because we're changing the circumstances we can change, and when we can't, we're paying attention to the habits we are in. And we begin to develop the habit of being patient. We simply practice patience. And when we do that, we can develop a lot more calm and peace in our life. And so these are four strategies that we can use to bring more patience into our life, to develop that skill of patience. One, we can pay attention to the things that are causing us to be impatient and change those things if we can. When we cannot, the second thing we can do is distinguish between what's intolerable and what is uncomfortable. The third strategy is to pay attention to the stories we are telling ourselves in our own minds. Be careful of what we are saying to ourselves in these difficult circumstances. Don't try to write a negative story about it and go over that in your head. Understand there are things we don't control and we don't understand the circumstances, and it's okay. And finally, develop good habits. Develop good habits where we understand that sometimes the anger and the worry and the outrage is a bad habit we've gotten into. And we can break that habit and develop a new habit of reacting with patience and calm. If you put these four strategies in their place, in place in your life, you're going to be a lot more content. You're going to be a lot more calm because you have a skill set of being patient, and you keep practicing that, and it will just keep getting stronger in your life. You put these things in place, I really believe it will help you. I do appreciate you listening to this show. As we deal with these problems of life, we develop life strategies. You can hear this and other color radio programs by going to radiocolor.cz, or I invite you to visit my website at markahicks.com, or for those of you that are more attuned and are willing to have a more spiritual conversation, you can find me at the English-speaking United Methodist Church of Prague. Go to esumc.cz. My name is Dr. Mark A. Hicks, and this is Life Strategies. Life is difficult, but it is better if we have the right strategies. Take care, everyone.